Hi everyone, thanks for listening to my podcast series titled The Student Vegan. My name is Nabila and I'm a 20-year-old student vegan. This podcast series will cover some tips and tricks on how to survive as a teenage slash adult student living a vegan lifestyle. Whether you're vegan or just curious about the vegan lifestyle, in my podcast I'll discuss many ways and how to make vegan lives ethical, easy, and rewarding. Since this is the first podcast of the series, I guess the first thing we should talk about is why I'm vegan, and reiterate why most of us are vegans. Almost always, when the topic of my veganism comes up in conversation, I am asked why. Why am I vegan? And I'm sure most of you guys can relate to having your personal choices, your personal lifestyle choices questioned. So whenever someone asks me about why I'm vegan, I get really excited, because this is my chance to kind of open up someone's mind a little more. To be vegan is to live an animal product free lifestyle, whether it's for ethical or for diet reasons. This basically means that you don't consume any type of meat, dairy, cheese, or even honey, anything made, anything derived from animals. Being vegan also means that, and this is something that a lot of people forget about and skip out on, so we should really think about it. Being vegan means that we boycott products that are tested on or made to harm animals in some way, shape, or form, such as some makeup products that are tested on animals or household cleaning products that pollute the environment. Most of us vegans, or vegans like me, choose an animal product-free lifestyle because we are conscious of our actions. We think about how our consumption habits negatively impact the world we live in, and because of that, we're vegan. Because when you really think about it, the way animals are treated in factory farms, it's crazy. You would never want to watch the way cows are artificially inseminated or how fur is ripped off of animals. So whether you think eating animals is your God-given or evolutionary right or not, the industry is still a horrible one. Now, normally I wouldn't bring the organization PETA into any conversations of mine because even I can agree that they're a little cutthroat. But they have legitimate statistics. PETA advocates for a vegan lifestyle just as any vegan would. So PETA did some research on being vegan, and through their research, PETA found that being vegan just for a year saves the lives of up to 200 animals. Just for 1 year, you can save 200 animals. Let's break it down with some numbers. So 1 year of veganism saves roughly 130 shellfish, 40 fish, 26 chickens, one turkey, nearly half a pig, and more than a tenth of a cow. Of course, being vegan for more than a year would increase the number of animals you save by tenfold. I even have friends who tell me about how amazing they felt when they tried out a vegan diet, all the weight they lost, how their skin cleared, how they saved a bunch of money, all because they were on a vegan diet. This itself shows me, or shows us, that living a vegan lifestyle, free from animal products, not only benefits you, but it benefits everyone. So that's exactly why vegans choose to be vegans, because we know about the meat industry, we know about the dairy industry and how it's more cruel than the meat industry. We know about how leather belts and MAC lipsticks are made. We know about Clinique products that are tested on animals. We know about the millions of beautiful creatures that are abused to make animal products. I have found that through my experiences as a vegan, and I'm sure a lot of you vegans or anyone can really relate, that vegans are a little aggressive because we are so passionate about what we believe in. Being vegan is caring about more than just yourself. It's about looking out for the environment and the world that your great-grandchildren will get to see when they grow up. So transitioning into veganism while you're young or while you're a student in school really is the way to go. I found through my experiences that the earlier years prepare you in the best of ways. We all know how easier it is to form habits while we're young, and that's why I personally chose to be vegan as a student. The world is ours, and you and I need to take care of it. So if you're curious to learn more about veganism, thevegansociety.com is your go-to place. They have some amazing reasons as to why veganism is great. Also, let's start a conversation. This is my first podcast, so let me know why you're vegan or considering being vegan. Let me know why you're listening to a podcast about veganism. I truly would love to know. Now, during my next podcast, I'll break down the different kinds of industries that do affect animals and how they affect them. Here's your warning, it will be a little gory, but that's the truth of the industry. I'll also talk about how we can boycott and prevent these industries from thriving. There will be stories you don't want to miss. Thanks for listening, Curious Vegans. My name is Nabila Sheikh, and I'll see you soon here on The Student Vegan.